Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Convocatoria de junio de 2024.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts.
For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 3 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings.
Extract 0.
It's a lot easier when both partners in a relationship take responsibility for it. When both parents work, I think that it's lovely if each parent has also special connection time with the kid. If you've got 4 kids, I think they each need some one-on-one time with a parent at some point. Even if it's just 10 minutes at bedtime or something.
Extract number 1.
If I'm writing a story, then I do want the images that go with it. My father was an architect, so the images I grew up with were, on the one hand, plans, architectural plans, and on the other hand, copies of the RIBA magazine, the Royal Institute of British Architects magazine. That's one of my basic languages that I picked up as a child. So I have never written a scene without being able to give you a very accurate description of where it's set.
Extract number 2.
So we tend to pass on what was done to us. So if we were shouted at, we tend to become shouters, and we don't have to. We decide we're not going to, and then in the stress of the moment, we find ourselves doing it. So what I say in the book is that when you notice a feeling you have in response to your child feels very like a very charged emotion, whatever it is, stop, think, see where that feeling belongs. You'll find it belongs in the past. Deal with it in the past, leave it in the past, and be in the present with your kid.
Extract number 3.
Well, it's a novel narrated by a 13-year-old boy, Sam, who has spent his life so far being inspired by, looking up to his older brother, who has been a wonderful older brother. And he's the most popular footballer in school. The girls love him. And at the end of the first chapter, this sibling comes downstairs and tells his parents and tells Sam that he doesn't think he's a boy. He feels he's actually a girl.
Extract number 4.
So I became very interested in these recent studies that show after the moment of death, after the heart stops beating, the mind, the brain, continues to work for another few minutes. In some cases, that has gone up to 10 minutes, 38 seconds. And so as a writer, as a novelist, to me, that was incredibly interesting. And this book, the novel, is about an extraordinary woman, in my opinion.
Extract number 5.
Tell us about Benjamin. You've mentioned his name a few times now. Yeah. Tell us about him.
Well, I wrote a novel called The Writer's Club 20 years ago now. It was a highly autobiographical novel about my own school days at King Edward's School in Birmingham. And the main character is called Benjamin Trotter, and he's in that book, he's really a comically exaggerated version of what I was like as a teenager, introverted, bookish, into music.
Extract number 6.
When my mother died, and I had a very complicated relationship with my mother.
How long ago did she go?
She died 5 years ago. Mm. I loved her fiercely, but I struggled to like her.
Mm-hmm.
She spent the vast majority of her life, certainly after I came along, suffering from an undiagnosed mental illness. And when I was born, she had postpartum psychosis.
Extract number 7.
I like to write not only in my coffee shop, but also at airports. You get the feeling that you're doing two things at the same time. You're waiting for your plane and you're writing. I talk to other writers. They feel the same thing about airports. It's the perfect place to write for some reason.
Did you write anything coming over here at the airport?
Yeah, I did.
Hey.
Yes, sitting at the gate, actually.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
If I'm writing a story, then I do want the images that go with it. My father was an architect, so the images I grew up with were, on the one hand, plans, architectural plans, and on the other hand, copies of the RIBA magazine, the Royal Institute of British Architects magazine. That's one of my basic languages that I picked up as a child. So I have never written a scene without being able to give you a very accurate description of where it's set.
Extract number 2.
So we tend to pass on what was done to us. So if we were shouted at, we tend to become shouters, and we don't have to. We decide we're not going to, and then in the stress of the moment, we find ourselves doing it. So what I say in the book is that when you notice a feeling you have in response to your child feels very like a very charged emotion, whatever it is, stop, think, see where that feeling belongs. You'll find it belongs in the past. Deal with it in the past. Leave it in the past and be in the present with your kid.
Extract number 3.
Well, it's a novel narrated by a 13-year-old boy, Sam, who has spent his life so far being inspired by, looking up to his older brother, who has been a wonderful older brother. And he's the most popular footballer in school. The girls love him. And at the end of the first chapter, this sibling comes downstairs and tells his parents and tells Sam that he doesn't think he's a boy. He feels he's actually a girl.
Extract number 4.
So I became very interested in these recent studies that show after the moment of death, after the heart stops beating, the mind, the brain, continues to work for another few minutes. In some cases, that has gone up to 10 minutes, 38 seconds. And so as a writer, as a novelist, to me, that was incredibly interesting. And this book, the novel, is about an extraordinary woman, in my opinion.
Extract number 5.
Tell us about Benjamin. You've mentioned his name a few times now. Yeah. Tell us about him.
Well, I wrote a novel called The Rotters Club 20 years ago now. It was a highly autobiographical novel about my own school days at King Edward's School in Birmingham. And the main character is called Benjamin Trotter, and he's in that book, he's really a comically exaggerated version of what I was like as a teenager. Introverted, bookish, into music.
Extract number 6.
When my mother died, and I had a very complicated relationship with my mother.
How long ago did she die?
She died 5 years ago. Mm. I loved her fiercely, but I struggled to like her.
Mm-hmm.
She spent the vast majority of her life, certainly after I came along, suffering from an undiagnosed mental illness. And when I was born, she had postpartum psychosis.
Extract number 7.
I like to write not only in my coffee shop, but also at airports. You get the feeling that you're doing two things at the same time. You're waiting for your plane and you're writing. I talk to other writers. They feel the same thing about airports. It's the perfect place to write for some reason.
Did you write anything coming over here at the airport?
Yeah, I did.
Hey.
Yes, sitting at the gate, actually.
This is the end of task 1.